Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When Dwayne Johnson calls for a stunt double, who does The Rock turn to?
No police!
When Ham the astroturf says, no more space flights. Who did great minds at NASA turn to?
No police!
No. This world-renowned actor slash daredevil has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only...
He's the poster child for no cloning.
Paul LaVoy!
All right, welcome to Speak Out. I love those last second calls right before the intro. We were on the phone with a pretty, well, I would say infamous, Dustin, an infamous Republican Party member from Golden Valley. But I regress. Anyway, David Rose is expected to be on the show today. In fact, he's right there on my screen because he's recorded. David is actually in Colorado City, I believe. There's a big meeting up there or something. Anyway, we've got better right now, right? Dustin Zampona, he is the assistant principal at Lake Havasu High School.
That's correct.
And this is the school district day. And I like Dustin because, well, he's from Buffalo.
Correct.
And that's kind of cool. Maggie Gray's from Buffalo, too.
Sure, yep.
Right? You know who that is?
Nope.
Maggie and Perloff. No?
No. Nope.
You never heard of it? It was on, on our sports station. They were in the mornings forever.
No.
And she's, Maggie Gray does a lot of stuff for Westwood One.
Okay. Oh, okay.
And yeah. And she's a really good host. She's the Fan, I believe, she worked for many years.
Okay.
As a sports personality, talk
awesome.
Personality.
Awesome.
So, anyway, we were scheduled to have your new athletic director. What's his name?
Cody Horton.
Cody Horton. And you were former athletic director
Correct.
For 5 years?
Yeah, 5.5 years. Yep.
Okay. So anyway, welcome to Speak Out, everybody, for Wednesday, January 28, 2026. We broadcast, check this out, Dustin, live. This room actually has a name. The City Maytag Speak Out Kitchen with a Toy Sink.
All right.
And the toy sink is right.
All right, there it is.
Used to be with no sink. So anyway, we're going to get to that. And then, of course, like I said, we have Lake Havasu Unified School District Governing Board President David Rose. And he's in the can, and that's what we call recorded.
Yep.
And that is about a 20 to 21 or 22 minute interview.
Oh, wow.
So, awesome. We did that last Thursday or Friday. And, some very, very interesting information there. We even talked a little bit about stipends for coaches and extracurricular activities and that. Can you fill us in on that?
Yeah, so I'm thankful to the board and the work that they did. And we have just this year increased our coaching stipends to draw more coaches in, as well as implemented longevity with that. So the longer you're here coaching for us, we want to reward you for that. And then we implemented playoff pay. So our coaches that make the playoffs, they should be rewarded for that and get paid beyond, you know, their contract times. And it's a little incentive for them as well.
Interesting. How did you make your way out to Lake Havasu City, Arizona from Buffalo, New York?
Oh, gosh. Buffalo is
a Bills fan, you guys.
Yes, big Bills fan. New York's just saturated with teachers when before we moved out here, my wife and I. So we attended a job fair and got recruited out here. Thought we would be out here for a couple of years and move back, and we've been here 13 years and don't want to be anywhere else.
So what's worse, a Havasu summer or a Buffalo winter?
Well, you can't shovel sunshine, here by far.
Do you think it's worse here or better here?
No, better here.
Oh,
I'd much rather be here.
Yeah, but you can only take off so many layers of clothes.
I know. Yeah.
And in Buffalo, at least you can pile them on, right?
Yeah.
Like the kid in the Christmas story.
Yeah, the heat only lasts for a little bit here. You got 6 months of winter in New York.
Right. That's very true. So Lake Havasu High School, the athletic programs.
Mm-hmm.
That you can speak to that, obviously.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
We just lost... he stepped down as football coach after 25 years in the program, or 26, and 17, I believe, as head coach.
Yes.
Carl Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
Highlights, lowlights, and that. Overall, how would you grade Can I ask you to grade Coach Thompson? I know it's a tough question.
Yeah. I'd take a million of them.
Yeah?
I would. Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Really?
The relationships that he builds it is second to none. I mean, the community knows Coach Carl Thompson.
True.
I mean, and he gives back in ways that, you know, it's hard to replicate. I would take a million Coach Thompsons.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. Really interesting. Mm-hmm. So this past season, after the Golden Shovel game, let's see, we beat the team from Yuma and mm-hmm. then lost the Golden Shovel game 1-1 or 1-2 or whatever it was. And I'm thinking, I don't think this team's going to really go very far.
Sure.
And then they just lit it up.
Yeah.
Did that surprise you?
No. I mean, Coach Thompson and his staff and the players that we have, I mean, they're fighters. You know, Mojave had a good program. They had a good season. But so did we. And, you know, that was a tough game. But they continued to grind. His staff and his players, I mean, they did a tremendous job.
Do you see him overseeing or being involved with the football program at all?
It's tough to say. I mean, we are currently going through coaching interviews for our next coach. And it's really kind of dependent upon who's hired and the needs and the relationships that
right.
they build. So.
We talked about that off the air a little bit. I want to give out the mm-hmm. phone number in case somebody wants to say, are you Dustin Z then?
Sure. Because
there's another Z, right?
Yeah.
Okay. It's 928-854-5687, 928-854-KNTR. And you can text us as well at 928-727-5566. Send us a text and we will read it on the air. We'll ask questions and that sort of thing. So the last game of the season in football
mm-hmm.
was in Tucson.
It was. It was a drive.
Jim Chaney and I experienced that one firsthand.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A little disheartening to lose like we did to Micah Mountain.
Correct.
But how did you feel about when they actually won the state championship against Arcadia.
Yeah. I mean, that program's a phenomenal program. They're back-to-back state champions now.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So they're doing they got some real good things going on down there. I thought we competed really well.
We did.
Especially in the first half. But they're a good program down there.
The athletic director told us that they're actually going to be a 5A school.
That wouldn't surprise
me. What do they call it, 5A2?
I'm not sure about that.
There's a lower 5A and
an upper 5A. I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, they're a newer school down there, and they're continuing to grow and pull kids from other areas down there. So, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised to see them continue.
They just lost 35 seniors the year before.
Correct.
And went into the season with – that's crazy.
Yeah, and to have them rebuild like that.
They might be a triple. You know, they might be a three-peat if they stay in 4A.
Yeah, they got something special going on down there.
What about the fee for students to participate in sports? What is that now?
So that's $200. Our board did a fantastic job again lowering the fee to get more players if they were financially burdened the ability to continue to play for us. So
okay, I believe we have a caller on the line. Let's go to the call. Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Hi, is this Paul Lavoie?
Yes.
Hi, Paul. Did you just hang up on Jennifer Esposito, the journalist, who wanted to talk about David Rose's ineligibility to run for LD30?
Well, she could get on the phone and speak for herself.
She did, and you hung up on her.
I might have. I don't know who was on the phone. I have no idea. I have no idea of knowing.
And basically, she said that you told her that this was not about politics.
It's not today.
So
we're talking sports right now, and you know I'm not going to talk over people. So when they call in, if you're just going to be rude, then that's not the topic today. And David Rose is recorded, and if you don't like what he has to say, then we can discuss it on a future show. So that's how we're going to handle that, right, Dustin?
Correct.
All right, that's what happens when you've done this show for 4 or 5 years at least, right? What's in the future for Lake Havasu High School athletics? I know the football program was working on, it's like a Hall of Fame or some kind of program for the players, like a Steve Greeley, for example, or Grant Greeley, that have been through the program. What is that? Talk about that a little bit.
So the football program took that on themselves, which is a fantastic idea. They started recognizing through social media, through phone calls, radio shows, that recognizing the former athletes and next level knights.
Uh-huh.
In our locker room, we actually have a picture of them where they played. It's just kind of a way to remember our former players and our alumni, and then two, kind of to give our kids something to strive for.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how far back does that go?
Oh, gosh, since the school and the program started, yeah.
So the school, the football program, though, has gone to a state championship. Was way back in the
day. Yeah, before my time, yeah.
But yeah, right. Yeah. Way back in probably the 70s?
Yeah, possibly, yeah.
Yeah. And anyway, what are some of the other sports that Lake Havasu High School excels in?
I mean, if you ask me, I think they all excel one way or the other.
You got the Mary Jo Goldie, right?
Yeah, we a great volleyball. We bring in a great tournament every year with that, and that's continuing to grow. We had 14 teams this year, and we actually had to turn some teams down this year and put them on a waiting list.
Wow.
Yeah, so we're possibly looking to grow that again more next year. You know, our baseball team has been doing exceptionally well over the last few years. But if you ask me, I mean, all of our programs excel in one way or the other, whether it's academically, athletically, just even working with our public. Gosh, our swim team and a lot of teams just helped out at the Balloon Fest. So they all excel in one way or the other.
What's the difference in the programs now with the improved ball fields, you know, from the override and the I don't remember what that was called.
The bond and override.
The bond, yeah. Thank you. Yep. The bond issue. I wasn't here then. I was in Vegas.
Okay.
And then I came back. But what's the difference in the morale, the programs, that before and after the override? How important was the override for the school?
Extremely. The buy-in and the pride that our athletes, our coaches, our staff, our community has. I mean, I am a firm believer. Mr. Becker says the same thing. We have the best facilities, the best views in the state, and that's not just our field. Like, that includes even our tennis courts.
Really?
I mean, yeah, we are extremely blessed that we have the fields and the facilities that we have now, and our maintenance staff does a great job keeping it all alive and well.
Do you have anything to do with the Havasu Heat in that? Did any players go from our program to their program?
Not many, no.
Not too much?
No, not a whole lot, no.
So let's transition here to assistant principal.
Sure, yeah.
Under Scott Becker.
Yep, correct.
What are your duties then?
So it's funny. I've always been an assistant principal, but I had the athletic director on top of that. And, I mean, I'm blessed to have that. It's a great position to have, but ultimately I have a beautiful wife and two little girls that needed me home a little bit more.
Uh-huh.
And
how little?
5 and 8.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. So they're in their fun years. And
Taylor Swift fans?
They are. Yeah, they are.
That's funny, the look on your face.
Yeah, they are.
That was great.
But they needed me home more. So I was fortunate enough that I was able to step down from athletics and just focus on some different projects at work and focus on my family a little bit more.
What do you teach as a subject?
Well, so I did teach phys ed and health. I went to school for phys ed and health, so I taught that for a while here, and then.
Where did you go to school?
Canisius College in Buffalo. Yeah, it's a private Jesuit school.
Oh, it's not D3?
No, it's Division I. No one understands it, so we don't have football. So no one really knows, but we're Division I. Everything else, lacrosse.
So like Iona in that?
Same conference.
Okay,
Iona,
I got
Siena.
Yep. See.
Yep.
The Westwood One it offers us the opportunity to take those conference championships.
Yes, yep.
So it's like Iona and Canisius?
Canisius, yep.
Okay,
that's where
I think I have heard of that, yeah. That's way up there.
Mm-hmm.
I played soccer on a field at South Connecticut College.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if you know, that's upstate too, Brewster, New York.
Okay, yep.
Actually stayed there.
Of the state, yeah.
Actually stayed there on a trip one time on a travel team. So what do you see as the challenges right now for Lake Havasu High School and its students going forward? I know there's a safety audit coming up that David Rose and I are going to be talking about. Are there issues like that, you know, facing the school?
Safety, I don't see an issue with safety. I mean, our budget is well right now, but I mean, with anything, I mean, money runs the show,
right.
You know. So, you know, busing and just official costs, things like that are always increasing. So I wouldn't say it's a challenge, but it's something that we continue to monitor.
So the new finance director, obviously, with the district, when Mike Murray stepped down in that, is it are you getting what you need as far as materials go?
Absolutely, yep. And we have a fantastic community that supports us through donations.
Uh-huh.
We're blessed to have the community support with us.
Okay, I got you. And I think we do have another phone call. Let's see. At least it's ringing anyway. Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Yeah, hi, Paul. It's Jennifer Esposito.
Hey,
you did
Jennifer.
Hang up on me.
Well, I didn't do it.
You slandered me on Facebook, and you dared me to call in, then you hung up on me when I called.
Jennifer, this is inappropriate. This is not the time to call in. If David Rose was live, I would invite you to call in, but he is not. Okay? So please don't hijack an interview with a guest that is not political. We don't appreciate it. But you are welcome to call when the topic is such. Okay? All right. I think I have my say on that. Right? She's going to continue to call back because she's a journalist, and that's what she does, at least self-proclaimed journalist. Anyway, give us a call, 928-854-5687, if you have something relevant to talk about on Speak Out today. And we're talking to Dustin Zampona, assistant principal at Lake Havasu High School. And I think it's a good time to take a break. Sure. I forgot to ask you what kind of music you like.
Rock. Always rock.
I heard the song. Well, these guys are close, like country rock.
My wife likes country. You know, I can get along with country.
Have you heard of Whiskey Myers?
I have, actually.
They played in Laughlin.
Yeah, not long ago.
And I saw a song by Whiskey, or heard a song by Whiskey Myers on Landman.
Okay.
And I was like, Great show. That soundtrack must be phenomenal if Whiskey Myers is on it, right? Mm-hmm. So we're going to take a short break. And text us if you have a question, 928-727-5566. Again, we're with Dustin Zampona, assistant principal at Lake Havasu High School, and we've got rodeo tickets for Sunday, and I've got Symphonic Winds tickets as well for the February 1st Red, White, and Big Band show. So give us a call if you want tickets. I've got them, 928-854-KNTR. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Why play Neil Diamond, you asked, Dustin?
Yeah.
Three phone calls in the same segment.
That's right.
That's why. All right. Again, we're with Dustin Zampona. He's the assistant principal at Lake Havasu High School. Am I saying that right, Zampona?
You are, yep.
Wow. Is that like Zamboni?
Are you a hockey fan? Some of the kids say that.
Are you a
school.
Sabres fan?
I am.
I met Clint Malarchuk.
Really?
I actually met him on the ice at an open skate for Las Vegas Thunder.
Okay.
Years ago.
Sabres are doing well right now, too.
Before the Golden Knights.
Yeah.
All right, Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. Also, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, TWN Fiber Internet by Salmon's Air Conditioning, Blonzy Steakhouse on North London Bridge Road, and A&B Propane. And don't forget, we stream live, and our show archives are at KNTRtalk.com. Talked a little bit off the air. That's a Red Sox song.
Okay.
So, right?
Yep.
I think it was written for Caroline Kennedy or something. Yeah. I don't know. I've heard. My father has a Red Sox logo on his gravestone.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, awesome. I know, right? Like you could do such a thing. I mean, mine would be Arizona teams. But you're a huge Buffalo fan, but not you're not a Yankee fan, which
I'm
surprises
not.
Me.
Yankees or Mets, I'm not a fan of. Yeah.
You're actually the antithesis of a Yankee fan almost when you think of the Cleveland Guardians.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Yeah, I grew up, I mean, gosh, this is going to date me as well, but a big 1997 when the Indians made it to the World Series, that's when I really kind of fell in love with them. Yeah.
Yeah, but how cool is it to have a movie about the Indians with Bob Uecker as the announcer? Mm-hmm. Come on.
I know. Awesome, yeah.
Major League?
Major League, yeah.
I just watched that again.
Did you really?
It's phenomenal.
Yeah. I mean, it never gets old.
No.
No.
Just a bit outside. You got to love that.
Yep.
Right? So, anyway, we're, you know, 2 or 3 minutes from the David Rose interview. Is there anything that you want to get to that we haven't gotten to?
No,
the high school?
No, nothing in particular. Just that I just want to say again, thank you to our community. I mean, without them, our fields, to say it not so kindly, they were kind of the laughing stock of the state. You know, we would refer to our football and soccer fields as the beach with all
really?
The dirt. Yeah. So, I mean, we were just so thankful. And another great thing that actually before I go, another great thing that we're doing, we have implemented last year. It's called SALT, which stands for our Student Athlete Leadership Team.
Ah.
So we're implementing leadership qualities into our athletes. So we meet every other week, and we bring coaches in, community members in to talk to them, talk about their experiences in college when they played at the next level. We talk about recruiting, how important social media is these days. So That's something really good that we have going on right now as
you
well.
You and I connected on another level, too, before the show. Refereeing.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
I've done the soccer referee duties back in the day. Mm-hmm. You've been a referee. Mm-hmm. Now there's a referee shortage. In fact, one
Huge.
Of the football games was moved to a Thursday night instead of a Friday
yep.
because of the statewide shortage.
Yeah.
How easy is it to become a referee, though?
It's extremely easy. All you have to do is just go on to the Arizona Interscholastic Association, so AIAonline.org. And you can apply to be an official. They'll give you the training you need, and they're actually offering scholarships to train you. So, and incentives if you find someone who wants to be an official, they'll actually pay you. So, the shortage is real, and it's across the board in all sports.
You know, Tim Kempton, the Suns color commentator, mentioned last night that he thinks that former NBA players should be NBA referees
sure.
after they're done. Because the refereeing is so inconsistent.
Yeah, that'd be interesting to see.
That would be an interesting concept mm-hmm. for high school to do,
though. Oh, yes.
Though.
Yep. And something we talk about with our kids, and actually with Coach Thompson and the phys ed staff, we've actually talked about building in a class to incorporate game officiating. Because our community, even with I see it with our youth soccer right now, you know, we're always looking for officials. So
right. I wish I could. And maybe after a knee surgery,
sure.
I will.
Sure.
But no, I know the beautiful game very, very well.
Yeah.
And I refereed for the high school for a few years.
Yeah,
and you know what, folks? I'll tell you what. You could pick up some good scratch. Back in the day, you could get it was 45 or 50 per game. This was like before 2010.
Yeah, it's almost double that now. So
wow.
So you can make some good money.
3 hours of your time
mm-hmm. yeah, you
on two soccer games. You could
yeah.
do a boys varsity and a girls varsity.
Yep.
Boom.
And think
wow.
about volleyball. I mean, you're getting three games then. I mean, there's a lot of opportunity. Yep. If we have officials out there that want to officiate, please by all means reach out to me. And we can get you set up.
How do they reach out to you?
My email would be best, and it's dzampogna, dzampogna at lhusd.org.
We'll put your name on our website.
Perfect.
That way they know how to
yeah.
spell that.
Yeah.
Right where the archive file is.
Perfect.
Yep. All right, we're going to take our second break of the hour. And again, we have Friends of the Fair, Delbert Day's Rodeo Tickets. And we're on our way to our next segment with Lake Havasu Unified School District Governing Board President David Rose. And Dustin, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Really appreciate it. We got good publicity.
Yes.
Thanks to Jason.
Yep.
He does a good
job.
He did
a fantastic job.
That was a very, very, very good. If you wonder what I'm talking about, go to the KNTR Talk Facebook page and scroll down a little bit. They shared, the school district shared the advertisement for
yep.
Dustin being here. And you can see what he looks like.
Yeah.
He's got a face more for TV than I do, so... There you go. And
right.
he's from Buffalo. That's a hard life right there, man.
That's all right.
All right. Thanks for being here.
Appreciate it, guys.
All right. We're going to take another break. Stay with us. We'll be right back. 928-854-5687. If you want those rodeo tickets. Daddy, I'm afraid. It's going, but wasn't quite a ready. So when I sing, pure and sweet, American honey. All right, welcome back to Speak Out real quick. Speak Out brought to you in part by Springberg Wealth Management, also by The Chair, Laughlin Ranch, by Mojave College, SamsGuns.com, Solar Power by Esme Electric, by Dorita's Place, and Legacy Rehab and Care. Don't forget to shop local, spend local, eat local, and play local. We're going to go now to our interview with Lake Havasu Unified School District Governing Board President David Rose. All right. I'll be back in about 20 minutes. Lake Havasu Unified School District Governing Board President David Rose is my guest. We have a lot of topics to talk about today. I don't think we talked in December at all, did we?
No, we were off for the holidays. You didn't want to see me for Christmas.
Well, there's a reason behind that. It involves lightning and thunder and
right.
things of that nature, so we won't get into that. Anyway, we have three really important topics to talk about. The first being parental leave.
So, in our upcoming board meeting, we are going to be presenting, a new package for our teachers that will include parental leave for teachers that are going to be having a new baby. So we're super excited about that. It's not something our district has offered. And what ends up happening, a lot of our teachers will save up time as much as they can, hoping, you know, to be able to have enough time to take leave. Or some just have to, you know, take off and then they're not getting paid. But we want to, again, you know, this board has been focused on taking care of our teachers, and we're super excited about adding this to their package.
Where did the need come from? The exit interviews? Or, I mean, I would think this would be another incentive to keep teachers, right?
It is, 100%. It's not just an incentive to keep teachers, but also to recruit teachers. And other districts have been doing this and started to do this, so it's something we really feel that we need to add that is super important. And the conversation began to happen with teachers, with the Teachers Association has brought, you know, this up because they polled, you know, some teachers, and then we, you know, the board members has had conversations with teachers and what are some changes that we could make that would help. And then just us talking with our human resources department and our superintendent. And so we're really excited for the next board meeting. This is going to be a great benefit for our teachers because we're all about family,
right?
And we want them to build family. It's the thing you and I talk about. Charlie Kirk always said, get married and have lots of babies. And we want our teachers to be able to do that as well, and to be able to comfortably, you know, not worry about how am I going to pay my bills while I'm trying to take care of my new baby.
So a man with your family values, obviously, were you surprised that this policy wasn't in place
yet? I was.
I'm really surprised.
Yeah, I was. And I was and I wasn't. You know, I've seen the lack of pay that our teachers were getting, and so I can't say that I'm totally surprised, because we were completely underfunding our teachers, which is an issue in education. A lot of funding goes elsewhere, and we have committed to putting money and investing into teachers, because you get what you pay for.
How much time are you mandated, say, by federal law? I know there's the Family Medical Leave Act that came out under Clinton, I believe, all the way back in those days. And
correct.
It's been revised in that. Is there a set amount of time that you have to start with?
No, I don't believe so. From what I understand, it's totally up to the governing board, and I believe we're looking at 6 weeks.
Is that because they're contracted?
Correct.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Interesting. So you're going to start with, can you talk about that, where you're going to start as far as parental leave goes?
I believe we're looking anywhere from 6 to 12 weeks is the conversations we've been having, and you know, we're also looking at the dollar amounts in the budget for that, and has to financially make sense for the district. And so all of that is being taken into account by the governing board along with human resources.
So if I put that in perspective, 6 to 12 weeks, 9 weeks used to be not a semester, but a quarter, right?
Correct.
Is that still the case?
Close, yes.
Yeah, 9 weeks, that's half a semester.
Yeah.
Like, wow. I mean, putting that into perspective,
but I
that's
can
a
remember,
long time.
It is, but I can remember being a student in school and a teacher being out having a baby, and you had a sub for that entire semester. So,
do they still mandate U.S. government? Or we had Nevada Constitution and U.S. Constitution.
Yeah.
We had to graduate with those credits.
Yeah, no, so we do teach the Constitution. We're also we have our U.S. history class. And so we are looking at how we could push our students to really understand the Constitution. You know, I remember schools that to order to graduate, you had to take that test and know the Constitution. So
wow.
I know on a state level that's being looked at as well, again, by the Education Committee. I'm not sure it will go through this session, but I do know there's some legislators that have talked about putting that through in education. And I do think it's super important. We need to know the Constitution. We want our students and the next generation to understand what it's truly like to be an American and the values of this nation. And so that's super important.
Before we get to the next topic, I wanted to ask you, did you see Tom Horn's State of the Education speech, or did you hear it?
Yeah, committee.
What was your take on that?
You know, I like...
So he focused a lot on schools, on student safety.
He did.
And I thought, wow, it's interesting, the big city, their problems and our problems.
I can tell you the problems are different, but... Mm-hmm. You know, you take a school district like Lake Havasu City, who has a lot of influx of families that are moving from bigger cities.
Absolutely.
And so our schools are growing, and these are students that are coming from major cities, and So we're seeing a change even in the demographic of our school district, where they're coming from, which is great. You know, we are all about growth, but we believe that even our board is focused on school safety, which I know we're going to be talking about shortly. And I really think that is something that is important, because as a school district, as a governing board, part of our responsibility is when a parent brings and drops their child off at school to not worry about, is my kid safe?
There's an expectation involved.
Correct. Yes. We live in different times. You know, when you and I grew up in school, the school doors were unlocked and you could walk right in the building. There was no doors in between the halls. There was no doors to buzz you into the office. It was just you walked right in. And as time has advanced, and unfortunately as people have gotten stupid and more aggressive and violent, school shootings, all those things, that unfortunately has changed. And so we want our students, teachers, and staff to be safe while they're on campus, and we are going to ensure that happens. And I believe that Superintendent Horn's position is ensuring that schools are equipped. You know, they have the grants available for that. His office wants to ensure that schools have the capability of protecting their students, teachers, and staff.
Folks, just a reminder, this is a recorded interview with Lake Havasu Unified School District Governing Board President David Rose. Again, a recorded interview. Please do not call the speak out line at this time. What about the ESAs? There's such a huge gap between, you know, those who want them and those who don't. Now there's allegations of fraud and mm-hmm. different items are being purchased that aren't have no relation to schools and that. Where are you at with all of that?
I totally support ESAs. I was very vocal about that during our school board race. And I was attacked for that because I was running for, you know, to serve on the board of a public school district. Mm-hmm. But I support it, and because parents have the right to determine what is the best choice for their child's education. It is not up to a school district to determine that. Now, at the same time, I do believe in accountability to those funds, and that there is education committee has put those things into place. The Department of Education has put those things into place. And there's no perfect system. Even in our school district, there's no perfect system. But I do believe in accountability. We have a responsibility to be accountable to taxpayer funds, but also to support and protect parents' rights, protect the ESA funds. And that is being done. And, you know, one of the things that we are working on in this district that I have proposed, because everyone is so against ESAs when it comes to public education, it just drives me insane. Instead of thinking outside of the box and saying, how can we be involved with receiving ESAs funds? So one of the things, Paul, that I'm working on, I've already presented to Superintendent Stone, I will be presenting to the full governing board, is the school district creating an ESA menu and us receiving ESA funds. So if you're a student, you're a parent that you have a student that is homeschooled, but you want your child to take Spanish at the high school. Here's how much it is going to cost for the semester through ESA funds. If you're a parent that you want your child to participate in our CTE programs at the high school, whether it's mechanics, technology, whatever it is.
Firefighter, paramedic.
Firefighter, our police, you know, program, whatever that looks like, we have a menu of ESA funding and a menu of what that would cost for a semester, and the parent pays that ESA funds for those the one class or however many classes they want to do. Math is one. You know, math is not easy for every parent. So let's say you're homeschooling your children on every other subject, but you just can't figure out math. Well, then you can pay ESA funds to the school district and your child take math at the high school. I think that is super important for us as a district to think outside of the box. And instead of fighting the system, how can we be part of it?
It's a great idea. It's Empowerment Scholarship Account.
Yes.
Yes, ESA, Empowerment Scholarship Account. All right, let's go to all things budget. That was our next topic. I didn't mean to surprise you or get you off track, but now it sounds like you came up with something outside of the box that really worked. So.
Yeah.
What all things budget? What are we focusing on first?
So all things budget, we're going to be looking at funding classrooms. One of the things we're taking a hard look at this session is smaller classroom sizes. You know, we feel that is extremely important. We know that teachers talk about not being able to successfully, you know, teach the way they want to in their classroom because they're constantly, you know, they're managing 30 students in a class, and that's a lot for one person, especially in our elementary schools. So we sat down and said, how can we be the example and fix this in our school district? and really be the example for the state. And that allows teachers to give more focus on individual attention to students whenever they don't have as many students to deal with. So we're, especially in elementary, so we're looking at smaller classroom sizes. What budget-wise does that look like? How many more teachers would we need to hire in our elementary schools to make that successful? So we're looking at that in hopes that we can implement that. We're also looking at the future of the district. Financially, what does the district look like? Where are we spending our money? Where can we pull back in areas that we really don't need to be funding or don't need as much funding? We're going to reevaluate our sports fee that parents were paying. That is something we agreed to do, that we would reevaluate that. We implemented that this past school year.
Is that still going to be associated with the tax credit as well?
I believe it can be.
Okay.
And so we're looking at the sports fee and, you know, how is that playing into athletics? So there's a lot of things in this budget. We want to be detailed. We want to preserve the raises that we have given teachers. And so we're going to be looking heavily at that. And just making sure that we are continuing to make the right decisions financially for the school district and doing great things for kids and our teachers.
What about
and
the
staff.
Stipends for those after-school programs like sports? There's coaches' stipends, right?
Yes. So that is something we implemented. We're going to be looking at that. Matt and I worked on that and met with our athletic director at the time and said, hey, we want to take care of our coaches and give them an incentive if they go and win districts or regional or state. And so they get an extra, you know, an additional stipend for each level. And just so that our coaches know that we appreciate them and especially because of their commitment to our students.
What about equipment in the school, desks and chairs and books and those sort of, I don't call them capital, but that kind of equipment for the students, are we up to date?
Yeah, no, we are. We, you know, obviously if there's a chair, you know, something that is broken, you know, we want to get that fixed. But there is new furniture that's been moved into our schools and something we will continue to look at in making sure that we're up to date and kids are safe and our teachers and staff are safe. We just did the update at Thunderbolt Middle School this year. Super excited about that. For years, it was called the Pink Prison.
And really?
It is no longer that color. And so we're super excited about those updates. And then we're going to be looking at what we will need to invest financially for the results of our school safety audit that we're having done. You know, I have a feeling there's going to be a large investment into that, and you can never invest too much money into school safety. But we also must use wisdom.
I knew you were going to segue to that. Somehow, right?
Yeah.
With the school safety audit. Tell me, what is the safety audit? You told me that was the topic, and I went, didn't we just do a safety overhaul here a couple of years ago?
Yeah, for the exterior. This audit is for all things school. So we're looking at doors. We're, you know, and of course, I can't go into detail and expose any information on that, but I can tell you we are looking at everything to ensure that our kids are safe, our staff and teachers are safe, and that we do not have any areas of weakness when it comes to the safety of our campuses.
Okay, I got you. No vulnerabilities, obviously.
Correct.
So, and again, this is a recorded interview with Lake Havasu Unified School District Governing Board President David Rose. Please do not call the speak out line at this time. It's been 1 year, right? 1 year since you were took the reins as the president of the school board, of course, with the 2024 election, then you came in 2025 and came in as the MAGA team.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed like there was a lot of pushback on you or the policies of that. Have things calmed down?
Give
me the highlights and the lowlights of your first year.
Yeah, no, that's a great question.
Thank you.
We've had a lot of wins.
But did the students get wins? The teachers, the district?
Absolutely. Okay. You know, one of the first things I did after the election is I sat down with the existing board members, including Lisa Ramon. And during the campaign, it was very heated between her and I on social media, and she was very vocal in her dislike for the MAGA team.
Your political opposites.
Correct. Total political opposites. Uh-huh. And, you know, on those things, we don't align at all. However, we sat down and we had a conversation, and I just told her, Lisa, you know, the election's over. We have to work together. It's time for us to find common ground and do great things for kids. Okay. And that's what we're supposed to do. That's what governance looks like, and it's not happening. And across the nation, we just see it not happening, and everyone wants to stay in their partisan lane, and I get it. But at some point, to get things done, especially on a school level or in a local community, whether it's a school board or a city council, you've got to work together for the what's the betterment of your community. And so we've been able to do that. We have given teachers the biggest raise they have seen in years, maybe the history of the district. So that is a huge win for our teachers. We just found out from the Arizona Education Association that Lake Havasu Unified School District has the highest teacher retention in the state.
Well, congratulations.
So
nice.
we're very excited about
that. It's only going to get better, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. We have focused on improving student outcomes and in improving student proficiency ratings in our schools and in classrooms. We're the first school district to ban food dyes and chemicals in school lunches, and
MAHA.
We worked, the MAHA movement. We partnered with Representative Biasucci on that. That was a huge win. We banned DEI. That was a huge win. And understanding, no one wants students to on either side. And member Rahman and I had this conversation one day, and I said, you know, you would not want, you know, we're talking about DEI and woke ideology and all those things, and both of us agreed, neither of us would want our children to be swayed one way or another by a school district. It's not our job. That is the rights of a parent.
Yeah, right.
And we're both in agreement on that. And we just had some great conversations, and we've been able to come together and really find common ground and put this district first, put our teachers and our parents and our students first. And we've accomplished a lot of great things in this first year.
Right.
And I believe this upcoming year, we're going to accomplish more. And member Rahman has announced that she's not seeking reelection for the school board. And so I'm sure that there's a lot of great things that she'll want to accomplish this year, leaving the school district as a member of the board. And she's been on the board for, you know, she's our longest tenured board member. And so I'm sure she wants to leave and do great things. And so we're very excited. We had a lot of great wins together for our students, teachers, and staff. We've accomplished the remodel at Thunderbolt Middle School.
Right.
And we're looking to do more of that, to just continue to build, to do great things for our district. And we're very excited. There's some things that are going to be coming out in the next few weeks that we're going to be announcing that our board is working on. And so a lot of great things coming in 2026, 2027 school year. And we're very thankful for that.
Folks, he makes it sound so easy this past year. And I know differently. There's been people, longtime administrators that have peeled off and moved to other parts of the state.
Correct.
That sort of thing. But it hasn't challenged your resolve whatsoever.
No.
You know where you know where the from is and where you want to go with that.
Absolutely. And you know, and of course we were accused of all of the people that have left. It was because of me and the governing and the MAGA team, and that's just not true. And the newspaper, shame on them for pushing that narrative. They just continue to try to stir the pot, and they have this animosity towards the school district and towards me. And imagine that, you know, but anyway, that's a whole nother conversation, and shame on them for trying to mislead this community. And I will call them out on the radio for that, because the Bittermans did not leave because of the governing board. Jennifer Black did not leave. She's still with the district. Lindsay Bitterman is still with the district. Her husband, Mr. Bitterman, he is now a principal, and they moved for family reasons.
Okay, right.
Had nothing
to do.
That narrative that was created is just totally unacceptable. And I'm sure maybe there are staff members that left and for various reasons, but to put all of that on the governing board, it's not fair, it's unethical, it's not true. And we sat at the table and we've told everybody, we want to work with you. We don't care about party affiliation. We're all here to do great things for kids, and we've stuck to that. And my focus is continue on the journey of doing great things to build our school district, make us the best in the state, and we want everybody to come on board. We don't care if you're a Democrat or a Republican or independent. None of that matters. We want you to be here to do amazing things for kids, and let's build this school district. Prime example is Carol Nowakowski, who is the president of the Teachers Association. She hated us during the school board campaign, but guess what? We work well together. She is an amazing educator. She's a longstanding member of this community. She is now the dean of students at Thunderbolt Middle School. school and is killing it over there, along with Miss Barney and Hannah. They're just doing amazing things there. And that is the goal, is to make Lake Havasu Unified School District the example of what education could look like across the state of Arizona. And that's what we're going to do.
David Rose, our guest governing board president. And you got to keep me posted on those signatures when you turn them in, because I want to get the whole connection between you being able to stay on the school board,
yeah,
and if you win election to the state house.
When I win election to the state house.
I'm just saying, you know, I probably should mention that I have endorsed Lake Havasu Unified School District Governing Board President David Rose for LD30 state rep. But thanks for being on the show.
Absolutely.
Even though you couldn't make it in for that date, we appreciate you being here.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, we got less than a minute just to let you know that Mojave County Republican Central Committee Chair Jody Segesser on tomorrow's show. Sherman from Havasu Community Health Foundation promoting the Tina Tina concert this weekend. And Greg McDougall promoting the Symphonic Winds Red, White, and Big Band. There you go. We're going to take it right up to Hannity. Thanks for joining us today on Speak Out.
It's a rock and roll band. It's a farmer cutting hay. It's a big black fly.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.